All right, so get ready, because today we are diving deep, deep into the visual Mandela effect. You know that thing like where a ton of people, they all share the same memory, but it's wrong for like a super famous image. Like, have you ever like been totally sure that the Monopoly man, like he's got a
Oh,
monocle?
yeah, for sure.
He doesn't.
Oh.
But you are definitely not alone if you thought that.
You're in good company.
Yeah. So we are going to try to figure out why so many people get these specific images wrong. And trust me, the answers are they're more complicated than you might think.
Way more complicated.
Yeah. So to get to the bottom of this,
It really is.
we're going to be looking at a study from Psychological Science called The Visual Mandela Effect as Evidence for Shared and Specific False Memories Across People.
Catchy title.
Yeah.
I like it.
And plus, we've got some data based on Google Images, which really adds a whole other layer to the
Oh,
mystery.
it is cool. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And what the researchers found, is that there's no single explanation, really.
Right.
It challenges our understanding of how memory works.
Right. So, first things first, we got to define like what makes a visual Mandela effect image so special. So, the study, it lays out five key characteristics.
Right. These characteristics are what help us,
Yeah.
separate true VMEs
Yeah.
from just any old memory slip up.
Right.
So, first of all, the image has to be one that people consistently misidentify.
Right.
We're talking accuracy rates even lower than if they were just guessing randomly.
Wow.
So that's number one.
Okay.
Number two, the false memory, it can't be like random.
Yeah.
It has to be for a very specific
Right.
wrong version of the image.
Right.
And then number three, this very specific wrong memory has to be shared by a lot of people.
Okay.
Can't just be like,
Right.
some
Right, yeah.
obscure thing. It has to be something
Right.
very familiar. That's number three.
Okay.
Number four,
Yeah.
the image has to be highly familiar
Okay.
to those who misremember it. So that's four.
Gotcha.
Number five,
Yeah.
they're absolutely convinced they are remembering it correctly.
Right. So
So
we're talking about.
they're like, I know I'm right.
Right. So like widespread, specific, and like confidently held
Absolutely.
false memory. Yeah. That's already pretty
It
wild.
is.
But how did the researchers like how did they test this in the real world?
So they started with 40
Okay.
well-known images, including six that were already thought to be VME inducing.
Okay.
So that was C3PO,
Yeah.
the Fruit of the Loom logo, Curious George,
Right.
our friend the Monopoly Man,
Okay.
Pikachu,
Okay.
and the Volkswagen logo.
All right. I can already feel like my own memory's getting a little
A
shaky.
little, a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Yeah.
So they showed people three versions of each image.
Okay.
One was the correct version, and the other two were altered.
Okay.
And one of the altered versions was the suspected VME version.
Okay.
And participants had to simply pick out the correct one.
So that
Simple,
sounds,
right?
yeah,
Straightforward.
pretty
But
straightforward.
here's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
Seven images tripped people up
Okay.
consistently, and their accuracy on those images was below chance.
Wow.
So,
So that means, like, even when they saw the right image right there, they still picked the wrong one.
Exactly.
That's
Even
wild.
when people said,
Yeah.
I'm super familiar with this
Yeah.
and I am completely confident
Yeah, yeah.
in my answer,
Yeah.
still wrong.
Wow. So clearly it's not just like a matter of not having seen the image enough or not paying attention.
No, it's not that simple.
Right. Okay, so if it's not a simple mistake, then what did the researchers think?
One theory they looked at
Yeah.
was schema theory,
Okay.
which is the idea that we fill in gaps in our memories
Yeah.
with things that we expect to see
Okay.
based on our existing knowledge,
So like
like our schemas.
yeah, so for the Monopoly man, like a monocle kind of fits our schema of like a
It's a
wealthy,
wealthy,
like older gentleman. Exactly.
But here's the problem with schema theory.
Okay.
It doesn't explain why these errors are so consistent across people.
Right.
Because if everyone was filling in gaps differently,
Yeah.
you'd expect more variation in the false memories.
Right, okay. And it doesn't explain why only certain images trigger this effect.
Yeah, exactly.
What else did they consider?
So another possibility was source confusion.
Okay.
Maybe people have actually seen the VME version of the image somewhere, and that could muddy the memory.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
So to test this, they looked at how often the different versions actually appear online using Google Images.
Okay. So were people actually seeing these wrong versions out there?
Yeah. For some images, like C-3PO and Waldo, the VME versions.
Okay.
They do pop up, so it's possible people saw those and got confused.
Right, okay.
But for others,
yeah,
like Pikachu and the Monopoly Man,
mm-hmm.
the correct versions are way more prevalent online.
Okay, so source confusion, like it could play a role.
Could.
But it doesn't seem to be the whole story.
It's not the whole story.
Okay, so schema theory and source confusion
don't
fully solve the puzzle.
Right.
What else?
So then they wondered if attention and perception might be the culprit.
Okay.
Like maybe.
But like we're just not.
Maybe people just weren't looking closely enough at the specific details.
We've all been there, right?
Totally.
You think you're paying attention and then you miss something obvious.
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
So to investigate this, they used a computer program called Mouse View.
Okay.
And it simulated eye tracking.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It only reveals small sections of an image at a time.
Okay.
Mimicking how our eyes move and focus in real life.
So they could actually see if people are focusing on the key parts of the image.
Precisely.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So here's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
There was absolutely no difference in the viewing patterns for VME images and regular images.
Wow. So they're looking at the right spots.
I were looking at the right spots.
But still getting the details wrong.
But still getting it wrong.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so that rules out simple inattention.
Right.
It seems like there's something much more complex going on.
Yeah, more complex than we thought.
Right. So what did they look at next?
Well, they thought
maybe
it's not about the way people are processing the images.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's something about the images themselves.
Okay.
So they analyzed things like the spatial frequencies and color composition to see if there were any low-level visual features that made the VME versions stand out.
Okay, so maybe the VME versions were just like inherently more memorable.
Yeah, or visually
striking
in a way that was hard to consciously process.
Okay.
But they didn't find any differences that could explain the VME.
Wow.
It's not as simple as, you know, like, they're just more visually appealing.
Right. Or attention grabbing.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So we ruled out schema theory, source confusion, inattention, and even the idea that the VME versions are inherently more like visually memorable.
Right.
So what's left? Are we just destined to misremember these specific images?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
So to get a better grasp on how deep this memory distortion goes, the researchers designed an experiment with a twist.
Okay.
So up until now, we've been talking about recognition.
Right.
Seeing an image and identifying it.
Right.
But what about recall?
Okay.
Can people actually generate these false details on their own?
That's a great question. Mm. So how did they test that?
So they had people draw the images from memory. Some participants drew the image after looking at it briefly, while others drew it based on their long-term memory.
So, like, if I asked you to draw a Pikachu right now, you'd be, like, pulling that information from your long-term memory.
Exactly.
Of what it looks like.
Yeah. And the results were striking.
Okay.
Even when people were drawing from memory, they still made the VME errors.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's not just that people fail to recognize the correct details when they see them. Yeah. They're actually like spontaneously creating the false ones.
Creating the false ones.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah.
That's a whole other
it's
level of memory.
A lot of different level.
Right.
Yeah. And that points to something deeper than just a problem with recognition.
Yeah.
There seems to be a fundamental difference in how these images are stored and retrieved in our brains.
Wow. So if it's not schema, source confusion, attention, or even like the visual features of the image themselves.
What is going on here?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right.
And it's one that researchers are still trying to figure out.
Yeah.
But one intriguing idea
okay.
they proposed is something called intrinsic memorability.
Intrinsic memorability. So are you saying, like,
yes.
there's something about these specific images
yeah, yeah.
that makes them inherently more susceptible
yeah.
to these kinds of errors,
yeah.
like certain shapes or colors,
mm-hmm.
or even concepts that our brains just like
maybe yeah.
struggle to get right.
It's almost as if
yeah.
these images have a kind of
yeah.
like memory gravity.
Oh, I like that.
That pulls our recollections towards yeah. these particular false details.
That's a really
yeah.
compelling way to think about it.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder if there's a connection between the visual Mandela effect
mm-hmm.
and like the overwhelming amount of visual information that we consume online.
Right.
Like could this constant influx of images.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, be like overloading our memory systems in a way that makes right. us more susceptible to these shared false memories.
It's definitely a possibility.
Right.
It's a possibility worth exploring.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, are we inadvertently rewiring our brains
right.
with every swipe and scroll?
Wow.
And if so,
yeah.
what are the long-term implications?
Yeah, it's a bit unsettling to think that...
yeah, it is a little bit.
That our memories, which are so central to
right.
our sense of self,
yeah.
might be becoming more malleable and less reliable.
Mm.
In
this digital age.
Yeah.
It's true.
It raises all sorts of questions, like about
yeah.
how we form our beliefs,
right.
how we understand the world, and even how we interact with each other.
Mm.
Like, if we can't agree
right.
on what we remember, how can we have meaningful conversations?
Exactly.
Let alone, like, make informed decisions
right.
about the future.
It's a crucial point.
Right.
And it underscores the importance
yeah.
of media literacy,
uh-huh.
critical thinking,
mm-hmm.
and healthy skepticism.
Right.
In the face of information overload.
Yeah.
We need to be more aware
yeah.
of our own biases.
Right.
Question our assumptions
mm-hmm.
and be willing to consider different perspectives.
And to remember that even the
yeah.
most vivid and compelling memories
mm-hmm.
can sometimes be misleading.
Exactly. We need to approach our memories with a sense of humility.
Yeah.
And curiosity.
Right, back
you know, recognizing that,
yeah.
you know, they're not always accurate reflections of,
yeah.
of what actually happened.
Well said.
Thank you.
And perhaps this awareness, you know, this willingness to question our own perceptions is
yeah.
is the most valuable lesson. Yeah, that we can glean
maybe.
From this deep dive
mm-hmm.
into the visual Mandela effect. It's a journey
into
the heart of human cognition.
Yes.
A reminder that the mind is this
yep.
this wondrous and
yeah.
often enigmatic landscape.
For sure.
And as we navigate this increasingly
yeah.
complex
right.
information environment,
hmm.
it's more important than ever
yeah.
to be mindful explorers of our own minds.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So we've already learned so much.
We have.
And I can't wait to dive even deeper.
Me too. Looking forward to it.
So for those of you listening,
yeah.
Take a moment to think about the images that
mm-hmm.
trigger the VME for you. Like, is
yeah.
there something about them that that feels different?
Mm-hmm.
Something that might explain why they're they're so prone to these specific memory errors?
Good question.
Yeah. So we'll be back.
Okay.
To explore some potential explanations
all right.
for this bizarre and fascinating phenomenon.
Can't wait. So before the break, we were talking about how, like, none of the obvious explanations
right.
seem to fully account for the visual Mandela effect.
Yeah. It's almost like our brains are playing tricks on us.
Yeah.
But we can't figure out why.
Yeah.
So what did the researchers think?
Well, they had this idea.
Yeah.
That some images might be inherently more susceptible to these specific errors.
Mm-hmm.
This idea of intrinsic memorability.
Right.
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 Yeah.
So maybe, like, there's something about the way certain images are structured.
Yeah, maybe.
That makes them more likely to be
yeah.
misremembered in these particular ways.
Exactly. It's almost as if these images have a kind of memory gravity.
I like that.
That pulls our recollections towards these specific false details.
Right. And it makes me wonder if there's, like, a connection between
right.
the visual Mandela effect and like the overwhelming amount of visual information
we consume online.
It's a lot.
Right. Like, could this constant influx of images be like overloading our memory systems?
Yeah, maybe.
In a way that makes us more susceptible to these shared false memories.
It's definitely a possibility.
Right.
It's a possibility worth exploring.
Yeah. Are we inadvertently rewiring our brains?
Yeah, maybe.
With every swipe and scroll?
That's an interesting question.
And if so, what are the long-term implications?
Right. It's it is a bit unsettling to think that our memories, which are so central to our sense of self, might be becoming more malleable and less reliable in this digital age.
It really is, And it raises all sorts of questions
mm-hmm.
about how we form our beliefs, how we understand the world.
Mm.
And even how we interact with each other.
Right.
Like, if we can't agree on what we remember.
Yeah, how can we?
How can we have, like, meaningful conversations?
Right. Yeah, how can we even?
Let alone make informed decisions about the future.
It's a crucial point.
Right.
And it underscores the importance of media literacy, critical thinking, and healthy skepticism in the face of information overload.
Yeah.
Like, we need to be more aware of our own biases, question our assumptions, and be willing to consider different perspectives.
And to remember that even the most vivid and compelling memories can sometimes be misleading.
Exactly. We need to approach our memories with a sense of humility and curiosity, recognizing that they're not always accurate reflections of what actually happened.
Well said. And perhaps this awareness, this willingness to question our own perceptions is the most valuable lesson we can glean from this deep dive into the visual Mandela effect.
It might be, yeah.
It's a journey into the heart of human cognition.
It is.
A reminder that the mind is this wondrous and often enigmatic landscape.
Absolutely.
And as we navigate this increasingly complex information environment, it's more important than ever to be mindful explorers of our own minds.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is fascinating to consider how this constant, like, barrage of images might be affecting us.
Right.
It's like our brains are being bombarded with so much visual information that some of it just gets, like, distorted, almost like a digital funhouse mirror.
Right, yeah.
And the implications of this are, they're pretty mind-boggling.
Yeah, they are.
If our memories are becoming, like, less reliable,
how does that
affect our sense of identity, our shared history, even our ability to, like, trust what we see?
It's a question that researchers are, you know, just beginning to explore, but it has profound implications for how we navigate the world around us.
Yeah.
Think about it. Like, our memories are the foundation of our personal narratives, our understanding of who we are and where we come from.
Right.
If that foundation is shaky, what does that say about the stability of our own self-perception?
Right. And on a larger scale, like, if we can't agree on basic facts, on what we collectively remember, how does that impact our ability to, like, have meaningful conversations and make informed decisions?
Exactly.
It seems like this could have ripple effects.
It could,
throughout society.
It really could, which is why it's more important than ever to be critical thinkers, to question our assumptions, and be open to the possibility that our memories, even those we hold most dear, might not be entirely accurate.
Right.
We have to be willing to acknowledge that there might be other perspectives, other interpretations of events, even if they challenge our own.
It's a humbling thought.
It is.
To realize that our own minds can deceive us.
Yeah.
That what we remember so vividly might not have happened. Right.
Quite the way we think it did.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's also empowering in a way.
It is. Yeah.
If we're aware of these potential pitfalls, we can be more, like, vigilant, more mindful
at
how we form our beliefs and interpret the world around us.
Absolutely. Yeah. The visual Mandela effect is a powerful reminder that memory is not a static record of the past.
Right.
But a dynamic process that is constantly being shaped and reshaped by our experiences, our biases, and even the information we consume.
This has been a really incredible deep dive.
It has.
And it's left me with a lot to think about.
You too.
So what are some of the key takeaways you hope listeners will walk away with?
Well, I hope this deep dive encourages listeners to question what they think they know, to be open to different perspectives, and to approach their own memories with a healthy dose of
Skepticism and curiosity.
right.
Because at the end of the day, understanding how our minds work, how we remember and why we forget,
Yeah.
is crucial to navigating an increasingly complex world.
Beautifully put.
Thank you.
And on that note, I want to thank you for joining us
It's been fun.
on this journey into the fascinating and sometimes perplexing world
It really has.
of the visual Mandela effect. It's been a real eye-opener and a reminder that there's always more to learn, even about ourselves.
Absolutely. The journey of discovery is never ending.
Right.
And I encourage everyone to, keep exploring,
Yeah.
keep questioning, keep those memories in check.
And until next time, happy exploring.
Happy exploring.